USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Federal agents who patrol the U.S. border will deploy to sanctuary cities across the country where local jurisdictions are hindering immigration enforcement. The deployment of Customs and Border Patrol agents, some with tactical training, to the interior of the country represents another escalation in the confrontation between the Trump administration and the local jurisdictions that have set up roadblocks to immigration enforcement. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Matthew Albians said additional forces are needed because people without legal authorization to be in the country are being released from local jails into sanctuary cities before his agents can take them into custody. The acting director did not disclose when or where the agents would be deployed, but an official disclosed details not provided in the statement, saying that major sanctuary cities such as San Francisco, New York, Atlanta, Boston, and Detroit will be involved. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump could only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. rootwall.com.
Michael Avenatti, a lawyer who gained fame by representing a porn star in lawsuits against President Donald Trump, was convicted of trying to extort Nike. The verdict was returned by a Manhattan federal jury after it deliberated charges of attempted extortion and honest services fraud in what prosecutors said was an attempt by Avenatti to extort over $25 million with threats to harm Nike. The charges carry a combined potential penalty of 42 years in prison. The Justice Department has added new criminal charges against Chinese tech giant Huawei and several subsidiaries, accusing the company of a scheme to steal trade secrets from competitors in America. The new indictment also alleges the company provides surveillance equipment to Iran that enabled the monitoring of protesters during the 2009 anti-government demonstrations. The new allegations come as the Trump administration raises national security concerns about Huawei, the world's largest telecommunications equipment manufacturer. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A federal appeals court rejected a Trump administration rule that allowed Arkansas and other states to impose work requirements on low-income residents who received Medicaid benefits. The U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for D.C. ruled that the White House had acted unlawfully and that Health Secretary Alex Azar's approval of the program known as Arkansas Works was arbitrary and capricious. Judge David Centrell referred to the original Medicaid statute, saying it identifies its primary purpose rather than a laundry list of secondary goals and only aims to provide health care coverage to populations that otherwise could not afford it. The decision was unanimous and upheld the original decision made in March 2019. One of President Donald Trump's nominees for the Federal Reserve came under sharp questioning over her unorthodox economic views, including two Republicans whose doubt about her nomination could slow it down. Judy Shelton sought to make her unconventional views an asset by promising to bring intellectual diversity to the Fed. After the hearing, two key Republicans, Senators Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania and Richard Shelby of Alabama, reiterated their misgivings about her nomination, and a third, Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, said he is still undecided. With three Republicans leaning against, Shelton's nomination is at the risk of being stuck in the banking committee, where she would need all the Republican votes to recommend her nomination to the full Senate. The committee has a slim Republican majority of 13-12, and Republicans also control the Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.